This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Today we got the reasoning from Cam Newton on his Funky Friday, which is something he does every week on social media. He answers questions, talks about things. He promised on Wednesday, I got some stuff to get off my chest. I'm not talking about retirement. I got some things I want to say. And I remember when that happened, we talked about it Wednesday night. I said, Cam, do not light up the Patriots. Do not do it. It is not going to end well for you if you want to get another gig. Teams don't want to see that if a guy gets cut or something bad happens, hey, he's just going to light us up. And Cam didn't do it. What he did do was prove that, hey, I was right all along, which I knew, and also do something very positive for him. But let's deal with the important thing first, how right I was.
This is coming from Cam Newton. So yeah. You could take a big-ass thing of salt as it comes through because he is salty.
Yeah, but no.
He's sitting there laying it out with his old man for crying out loud.
But you can't lie about this because this is something easily disproven. All right, now listen. By anybody. Well, what we're going to play, you're going to listen for it.
All right,
wait for it, buddy. You got to set it up, buddy. You know, when we play volleyball, no one just spikes it right over the net.
There's a setup, and there's a spike,
and that's how it goes.
Only in traditional volleyball.
Now we wear jean shorts like it's in Top Gun. Yeah, that's how it works. If you remember, I told you it was a fixed quarterback derby that Mac Jones was going to win. Why was it fixed? Because the Patriots wanted the outcome of Mac Jones winning the job. If Mac Jones was terrible, they were going to stick with Cam Newton until Mac Jones was ready. But it was fixed because what they were doing was allowing Cam to take the first team reps and say the whole time, Cam's our guy, Cam's our guy, and let Mac Jones learn and Mac Jones get into the offense so we can try to win the job during the preseason, playing well outside of the spotlight, outside of the everyday reporter saying, what's going on? Mac Jones, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And exactly that is how it went. After the third preseason game, Mac Jones wins the gig, and ta-da! Cam Newton is now an ex-member of the Patriots. It was set up for this result all along. All Mac Jones needed to do was show that he was ready to handle the job, and that's
how kind of
went.
A big thing.
Right? It is,
that is no small task.
No, no, no.
You're making it sound like, you just kind of, you
draft
the part.
It's
like he was Greg Brady wearing the suit.
No, well, it's not like they drafted him in the seventh round and said, hey, good luck. No, this was, hey, they drafted him in the first round, and they expected him to come in and win the job. It was a fixed competition to allow him to get used to the position outside of the limelight, and when they were done with Cam Newton, they were letting him go. Right, I told you this. I told you. And now Cam Newton basically gives you all the evidence you need right here in talking about how he wasn't surprised why Mac Jones won the job. Take a listen.
When I look back at it, I was probably getting 2 reps to his 10 reps. And that's why I was starting to make
first
sense.
First team reps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even though I was started, that doesn't necessarily mean nothing. And mm-hmm. I think that's where they did a good job with kind of
disguising it.
You know, Cam took first team reps today.
Yeah.
But they didn't know the practice structure was, okay, the first team goes down, second team goes back, and then the first team comes back too.
Right, right.
And that's when he was getting his reps. Yeah.
So there you go. There's Cam Newton and Cam Newton's dad just saying yes the entire time. Now, that's something easily disproven.
I don't know how much value dad offers, but he's a guy that we've got other questions about.
Of course, remember, he's the guy that asked for $250,000.
$250,000.
And somehow Cam Newton was able to still play college football.
How about that? Boom.
But this is this is Cam Newton telling you this is what happened. I would go out with the ones. And then I would go out, and Mac would get his time with the twos. Then when the ones came back, Mac got all the reps with the ones. And that's what wasn't reported. And look, leave it to the Patriots. They're one of the only teams that can pull something like this off, to keep everybody in the dark about the number of reps that Mac Jones was taking, number of reps that Cam Newton was taking. Cam never said anything the entire time. Nobody let it go. This is why the Patriots win, and they win often, because they're able to do things like this. No other team could have kept this a secret, but the Patriots keep it a secret. The beat writers all said, Cam's a guy. Cam, look at Cam. He's won the job. And they knew absolutely nothing. I knew more than the beat guys of the New England.
You made an educated guess.
No, I told you how.
Well, but you didn't see anything.
Buddy,
I guessed
the whole thing. I followed the whole thing.
You were at practices watching all the reps and counting them.
I show
come
up
on,
and guess.
Man.
That's what I do.
It was an educated guess.
Come on here, just
and
stop.
it came out
stop
right.
That you were wrong and I was right. Just stop. I told you this whole thing all along. Don't be bitter. Come on, man. Don't be upset. I was right. Just say yes. I was right. I told you I was going to go. My voice is getting very high. That's how it goes. I told you. Was I right?
But you had no information to tell you this.
What do you mean? I had no
information. Now you're corroborating it because Cam Newton tells you so.
Okay. All right. You're right. Yes, I was
on the phone with
Bill Belichick every single night. Yes, they all were. They all said Cam was winning the job.
All the people that were sitting there watching
it. Right.
All the people that were watching it were fooled,
right.
But you, in
they
a studio in Los Angeles,
was
had
I right?
all the information.
Was I right?
The end result was
why?
Right.
No.
Absolutely, the end
was
result
right?
was right.
And did I give you the reasons why? Why do you fight me on this? Why are you so upset about this?
Because you're
so
speaking like you had some kind of knowledge of it.
I told you how it was going to happen. That's what I'm saying. I told you because I saw how this was going from what Belichick was saying and what Cam Newton wasn't saying and what people were talking about Mac Jones and how the players were talking about Mac Jones. I saw this coming. I saw it coming. I told you. This is how it went. And now here's Cam saying, well, here's what we did. We disguised the way that you would see the reps. Boom. That's all the evidence I need, because there's no reason to disguise the reps if Mac Jones wasn't going to start. Right? But
why
this
wouldn't
is how they
be
wanted
getting
to do it.
Reps with the first team too?
He was getting, it was back and forth. But then, as Cam said, when the ones came back, he got all the reps. So I was getting maybe 2 sets of reps to his 10. That's getting Mac Jones ready to start. This is why Cam Newton wasn't believing he was going to start and they were going to give it to Mac Jones. There's no reason to hide it unless, you know, we want to make sure we keep this a secret because we want Mac Jones to be able to learn outside of the spotlight. Because there's no other reason to. Why hide it from the media? Because they would do it. They want him to grow into a chance outside of the spotlight. This was the outcome all along. This is Cam Newton saying, hey, this is how it was, right? So I told you what was going to happen. I told you how it was going to happen. Here's Cam Newton saying, this is how it happened. And both things meet. I feel pretty good about that.
He grew on the field. We watched it work, and he was a guy that proved he was ready for prime time. Still a little surprised that Cam, given all the glowing compliments from Bill Belichick, but once again, you don't trust anything that comes out of a coach's mouth.
All he said was, Cam's the guy, and when Mac's ready, he's the guy. Yeah.
Well, Mac's the guy.
They drafted him in the first round. It's what they wanted to do, and he's the guy. Now, the thing that Cam Newton did that was really smart was him talking about, hey, I'm not retired. I want to play. I would be okay being Mac Jones's backup. I told him I was all right, but the Patriots let him go because of the aura he would cast over the team, and here's him explaining exactly why he was let go by the Patriots.
The reason why they released me is because indirectly, I was going to be a distraction.
Without being a starter. Yeah.
And this was
but
not
how?
Gonna come.
Verbally or in the locker room?
Just my aura.
Okay.
Just my aura. And that's just, and I told you this off camera, that's my gift and my curse.
I love that. It's my aura. It's my gift and my curse. The aura of Cam Newton, that it was going to be too difficult. He went on to say that because I'm here, people want to know what I'm wearing, what's going on. I'm just that guy. And yeah, okay, is that a little bit of first person, hey, elitism? Yeah, but that's kind of the deal with Cam Newton. It's why he was a story with the Patriots when he signed, why he's been a story his entire career. He walked into the league saying, I want to be an entertainer. So yeah, he's absolutely right that even though I'm saying I wouldn't be a distraction, I would still be a distraction, and I understand why they let me go with that. He doesn't sound like he really has an axe to grind against Belichick, at least not publicly. And he said a lot of things that I didn't hear anything that's going to hurt him from getting a new gig, you know, going in. Now, there could be teams that want to subscribe to it, like the Patriots, say, listen, Cam coming in is not going to be a thing for us. I always look at it as, well, you can't really have the former number one be a number two. That's a recipe for disaster. But going in someplace new as the number two, if it's a strong enough number one, like a Dak Prescott, and then, hey, Cam can come into Dallas or whatever reason, somewhere like that, now I can kind of see that working.
Comes down to this. The vaccination status is going to be an issue. I found it kind of funny, though, that the number of people that normally would yell and scream from the top of any building they could get to about anything related to Cam's dress and the way he held himself in this thing, we're immediately going, yeah, not going to be a distraction with all the sarcasm. Yeah, this wouldn't be a problem. And putting the picture up. So unless they were just trying to bait people, suddenly they were pointing to the thing that they would be shouting about. See what they did? They dismissed him. You know, like the music thing a couple of weeks ago, which I thought was ludicrous. And I say that here. Likewise, his dress. I really want an explanation of the hat. I thought it was a little different than I've seen. But hey, good on him.
He's got a lot of hats.
I'm a big fan of hats. So this one, just like when I saw the still, I went, that's an interesting look. Good for him. But then I saw a bunch of folks that, you know, are routinely, you know, outraged if something like that is put into an article or questioned for 2 seconds in a radio or video bit, suddenly saying, yep, this wouldn't be a distraction at all, and then posting a picture of it. Like, okay, you can't have it both ways. As for the whole aura thing, if he's not your starter and you've decided you're moving on from him, he's really doesn't have a whole lot to keep him around. Right, whether he wanted to be the backup or not, and this goes to, you know, most other teams as well, is, yeah, there are locker rooms where maybe your quarterback's fine, and your quarterback should be. I stipulate to that, right? Whenever we get into these discussions, it's the, if you're looking over your shoulder and you're afraid, you're not my guy. You're just not, right? Because you need to be the confident swinging bravado guy that just looks around going, nobody's taking my job. So if Cam being there is a problem to you, then yeah, I don't want you as my quarterback anyway. But yeah, I have no doubt there are locker rooms, and maybe New England's it. Maybe Bill Belichick also looked at it going, I don't think he would want to be the backup here. Whether you ask him or not, what's he going to say? He wants to keep his job, right? You were the only one that called when he was available a year ago. You're the only one that re-signed him this year, right? No, it didn't seem like anybody was in the marketplace for him. Lots of places where quarterbacks got signed, quarterbacks drafted, and all the way through. So I don't know how many shots he has unless there's a spate of injuries anyway. And we'll see. I don't know that we see Cam Newton again. And again, the vaccination thing is, I think, going to be part of it. There's certain teams where that's going to be a no-go.
Yeah.
And even, coach that he once had wanted no part of him last year, and he wanted no part of him this year. He signed Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. No, look, if he gets vaccinated, he'll get a gig. If he gets vaccinated, he'll get a gig. Somebody with a strong starting quarterback, the Kenmas, okay, I'm going in. No matter what the specter is, no one's going to say I can start. It'll happen, but he's got to get vaccinated. No, I'm with you 100% on that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've been picking the AFC and NFC championship games and who's going to the Super Bowl. So, to recap, if you missed it, our AFC championship game picks. Mike picked the Chiefs and the Titans, with the Titans going to the Super Bowl.
Crazy, isn't it?
I had the Browns hosting the Patriots, with the Browns having enough and going to the Super Bowl. So here we are. Cleveland and Tennessee right now have reasons to be jubilant coming off our show as we pick both of them to make it to the Super Bowl in the AFC. But what about the NFC now? We're going to pick our NFC Championship games right here, tell you who's going to the Super Bowl, and then we will have our official Super Bowl predictions for this season. Mike, why don't you kick it off? Your first team in the NFC Championship game is?
Well, I don't need to filibuster too much. You watched them last night. No, it's not Dak Prescott, the MVP candidate. I actually read a couple of articles from doctors that still didn't like some of what they saw from him, which I thought was really intriguing. And obviously, Lyle Collins, he's not gonna be there for a while. Looking at the Buccaneers, some injuries in the secondary have me concerned. Right, Murphy Bunting and the way his elbow bent. You saw it, I saw it, the world saw it. I don't need to see it again. And he also had, Whiteside miss the game, and you had some other injuries in the front seven. So it's a question of how much you weather a storm there. But offensively, already clicking on all cylinders, and you didn't even need the run game. Really, you just kind of had both teams say, you know what, I like that. Run game is really just short passing game. That is it. We run the ball a couple of times, quote, keep them honest. Otherwise, let's work. And as long as Leonard Fournette gets past his Ronnie Garvin, there it is. There's your 80s wrestling reference for the night. Hands of stone problems. Remember, because he just used to punch guys in the face and knock them out. Mm-hmm. The Buccaneers are rolling back. So many weapons. Pick your poison. Antonio Brown, the star. Evans will have his days. Godwin won't fumble the ball at the five. And he won't drop a would-be touchdown pass inside the 10 as he did. Well, at least not with any regularity. Look for Tom Brady to continue to do that and make another run. We will welcome him here to Los Angeles.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to tell you, hosting the NFC Championship game, the Los Angeles Rams. Everything the Rams needed, they got by getting Matthew Stafford. Right? It's not that Matthew Stafford's going to come in and throw for 5,000 yards and 45 touchdowns. No, he's going to do what Matthew Stafford has done for years. With no running game in Detroit and with some okay receivers, he averages 4,000 yards a year, 30-ish touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. That's kind of what Matthew Stafford does. That's what he will do with the Rams. If the Rams had that last year, they're in the Super Bowl. If they had that 2 years, that's all they needed. They have everything else. And Stafford's going to come in, solidify the quarterback position, and do exactly that. You worried about the running back position? Oh, they had some injuries? You know what? They had a couple of Jags come out of nowhere last year, and suddenly, oh, my God, Akers and Henderson, these guys are great. They will figure out the running game. It may take them a little bit, but by the middle of the season, the Rams are going to be the best team in the National Football League. They'll be winning games with mind-numbing regularity. Their defense is going to swallow teams. Aaron Donald will still be on the top of everybody's best defensive player in the game list, and the Rams will be hosting the NFC Championship game.
Wow. By the virtue of the NFC teams you just dialed up, you've got people losing their minds, right? Because how many people are Matt Stafford haters, detractors? I'd want nothing to do with him. Like you just caused all sorts of ripple in the time continuum.
I did.
All right, my other team is, well, the team you saw just a couple of years ago. They're healthy and ready to go. Tyshirt, who's going to lead them?
Cleveland.
I tried. It'll be Jimmy and Trey Lance. We'll see some of him. There we go. Get fired up. Lots of speed. Ayuk and Debo Samuel. George Kittle is back. Raheem Mostert alongside Trey Sermon. Good offensive line. Good balance, but establishing the run. And a couple of guys in the backfield that can be home run guys. Also, defensively, we know they bring it to just on a week-to-week basis. So, look, if they can avoid what happened last year, which was, hey, Anybody we've ever heard of, raise your hand. Yep. You're all hurt and done for the year. Have a nice time. No, they're all back and ready to go. And I think in that division, I like your Rams. I hope for the sake of our city and where we are here in Los Angeles. I mean, my city is Chicago, of course. But where we are and where we broadcast, a lot of Rams fans, a lot of Charger fans, everybody getting fired up for football and what could be a big year. I hope the division is as exciting as we just made it here with our Super Bowl, our our championship weekend picks.
So who will the Rams be playing in the Super Bowl, in the NFC championship
title
game?
Yeah.
They will be playing the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, boy.
The Packers in Aaron Rodgers' last dance year. If you think he's going to have a bad year, are you kidding me? Offensively, this is as deep as they've been. Look, I like A.J. Dillon. I like Aaron Jones. They're going to be able to do a lot of damage in that backfield. Defensively, that's the thing, is that they have players at each level of the defense that are shut down players, secondary, linebacker, defensive line. All they have to do is be able to ratchet that up a little bit. And they have a new change, you know, new change in coordinators mm-hmm. and a new philosophy. That can happen. Right, they made some moves in the offseason, the way they drafted. I like the Packers to win their division, to be able to go on the road and win games. And they are playing here in Los Angeles in the NFC title game.
Something's got to give. Aaron Rodgers has to win a game of consequence and actually get back mm-hmm. to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And look, the last time I watched him beat the Steelers in Dallas. And so we would get past some of these failures in championship games. I still put a lot of last year on him. Everybody wants to blame the front office. Everybody wants to blame Matt LaFleur. You know what? You could have flipped him off and sent the field goal unit back. You're a guy of all the reputation and all the BS he's been selling. We'll see him on Fox alongside Aaron Andrews. We'll have an interview as part of the pregame, so you should tune in for that to see what he's got next. But, you know, you still have control. You had timeouts. You could have called timeout and said, you know, we need to talk this over. You didn't. So something's got to give. Either he wins or Matthew Stafford shatters the brains of so many pundits who just diminished anything the man may have ever accomplished within the white lines of an NFL field. No, that's great. Look, I already had the Tennessee Titans rolling to the Super Bowl. They will play the San Francisco 49er. The apprentice upends the master. And Jimmy goes
Wait,
to the Super Bowl.
So Jimmy's the quarterback, Jimmy. Not Trey? It's Jimmy? Jimmy doing it?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, does he go and just pile drive Brady at the end of the game? Hey, you should have been playing here, but I got the job. I'll see. I'm going to the Super Bowl again.
Nah, he goes up like at the end of the exhibition in Rocky III and says, you want to get a Polaroid?
sure. Good. I'm going to tell you, the Packers will be everybody's sentimental favorite. Can Aaron Rodgers get there? He basically is wearing a trade me sign on his back. He's done. He's done his last dance here. But it will end for Aaron Rodgers like it ended last year because the Rams have too much. And they will be playing at home at SoFi in the Super Bowl. We went all every year. It's, oh, will a home team ever play this? Well, it happened. Well, now it's going to happen again. You're going to get the Rams in the Super Bowl. It's going to be the Browns and the Rams playing for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Oh, my goodness. Matthew Stafford. It's going to be interviews
Insane.
With Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, unless he's traded.
Clowny.
It's going to be week of the Super Bowl interviews with Jared Goff and Jeff Fisher and Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens. Oh, yeah, give me all that, baby.
Did you say Hugh Jackman? Yeah, he likes going to Radio Row, too.
With Hugh Jackman.
Oh. I'm really excited. I mean, it's coming to our backyard. We're already starting to make connections about events for that week and some making some connections. No, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, so there it is. There's our official Super Bowl picks, our AFC, NFC Championship game, and Super Bowl picks for this season.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, coming up, we have a big weekend in college football. We have teams that with one more loss could eliminate themselves from any kind of playoff contention. It is a big weekend. Joining us now on the hotline to break it all down, a former Poison Roadie turned college football insider. He is the editor-in-chief at collegefootballnews.com, your one-stop shopping for college football, every game preview you could possibly want. It is longtime friend of the show, Pete Futak. Pete, what's happening, buddy?
I'm walking as I'm doing this, and there's a train that's about to come by. I will not cross the track.
Very good. See, you listen to the show. That's good.
Got to listen to the PSAs.
I do listen to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I remember the NHTSA, when I used to work at Campus Insiders, we used to have to do those for wearing your seatbelts, too. I love NHTSA. It took us a while to get the actual name of NHTSA down. for several takes. But once we figured that out, it was all good.
Yeah, is it NHTSA? Is it NHTSA? No, 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 we're going NHTSA. That's kind of how it goes.
NHTSA, yeah, yeah. There's a whole bunch we had with that, but I digress.
All right, now, I know from last week, when we talked to you last week, and I know you were really, as much as week one you were excited about, you were looking ahead to this game in week two because you feel this is a game that's a lot about the college football season. The biggest game of the day, we have Oregon visiting Ohio State, and I know you think that if Ohio State wins this game, it's going to wind up being clear sailing for them this season.
Yeah, you know, the thing, though, this year is, again, I think we're getting a little cocky, including myself, when it comes to the whole idea of clear sailing because, for example, Georgia. And, you know, look, after beating Clemson, if you look at Georgia's schedule, it's like, oh, well, you got Florida and that's it the rest of the way. Then a minor by their own determination, a minor COVID outbreak. JT Daniels is apparently hurt. And all of a sudden, things sort of change. So it's not exactly smooth sailing because Penn State looks pretty good. Michigan looks pretty good. And, you know, there's some games there. But this is it. This is the one game that they have against a team that's got the athleticism and the speed to run with them. They've got – Oregon, even without Kayvon Thibodeau, who's hurting, they've got the starting 22 to at least hang around with them. It would be a great thing for college football, just like it was last week when UCLA beat LSU. If Oregon could pull this off, or no offense, but if Washington were able to upset Michigan, just to get the Pac-12 involved more nationally, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I do think Oregon and Washington are going to come up with good performances.
Well, that was one of the next question is, you know, Michigan, Washington, losers, and as we look at what Washington put up in that first game, just a lot of head scratching. And if I had a nickel for all the internet pundits, Pete, I'd own an island. I'd be hanging out by Clooney, drinking Nespressos and watching
You're
people
not doing that now?
You know, kind of float. Not yet. Not yet. I'm working. I need some more correct picks against the number here this week. But Michigan football, we keep waiting, wanting, wishing, hoping, Harbaugh, et cetera. Does Washington get right here, or does Big Blue hold serve?
They play a whole lot better. And the thing about – look, I know, don't lose to the FCS team. You know, it doesn't matter no matter what. To be kind of fair, Montana, for an FCS team, has a killer defense. Bobby Houck, who used to coach at UNLV for a while, is a monster at Montana. But the offensive line was bad. There are too many turnovers. It was a bad week one performance. I do think Washington's going to be a whole lot better. But – look, you know, there were a whole lot of people last week who it was kind of the, you know, the hipster pick was thinking, oh, Western Michigan might actually win this game outright against Michigan. And no, that didn't happen. Michigan looked all right, you know. So I do think Michigan is going to be good. I do think last year was an absolute aberration. And I think the Wolverines are going to show tomorrow that they might just be pretty good. Washington's going to be a whole lot better than they were in the opener. I don't think this is going to be easy for the Wolverines. But, you know, look, this is going to be one of those games where if Michigan wins it, like we said, this is one of those games we were looking at before the season and said this is a big one for both conferences. So no matter who wins, it's going to be big for both head coaches and both conferences.
Oh, but Pete, I'll tell you, that Ronnie Bell injury is so huge for Michigan. I mean, now it's all these untested guys they got to worry about. That's what my wife keeps telling me because, you know, she's Michigan until she dies. She says, great, our best player, and he's gone. And you know he's out for the season. I said, no, no, come on, he could be okay. And then he's out for the season. I said, sorry about that. I shouldn't have doubted you. Sorry. I was trying to be positive for you.
That's where college football has the 85-man – limit to scholarships, where there is always that 17-year-old true freshman who's there, who all of a sudden rises up and oh, okay, he's pretty good. There is a next man up mentality when it comes to college football, and it's as I've sort of learned, as long as it's not your quarterback, you're pretty much okay in college football. You can kind of figure just about everything else out, but obviously, losing him is a big, big hit.
Pete Fucek, our guest, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports. Sports Radio. CollegeFootballNews.com is where you read all the prognostication, the snark like he delivers with us here on radio. You got to read it because it doesn't show up in print. You got to. It's like our tweets, Pete. People, you know, take them as they do. At Pete Futek on Twitter, FIUTAK is the surname. You know, where folks want to read in sometimes, and then others, are you willingly, you know, and wanting to just not see the sarcasm and snarkiness that we bring?
Meanwhile,
to the
I'm
table?
Not joking. There is a train that's coming by as we speak.
Oh, okay. See, there it is. Train, I'll start singing a bunch of Johnny Cash songs while we're at it here. Look, before we go any further, you brought up Clemson before. All right, so they lose. You've got a top five matchup, and immediately it becomes and we start looking at the schedule. Some would write them off for dead, saying the schedule will work against them. I say they run the table. Nobody cares about this game, and they board. They lost to a top five team. What say you?
As we sit here and talk on September 10th, it's a long season. I mean, it's a fast season, but it's a long 3 months from now, you know it works for the College Football Playoff Committee. Is that Clemson's going to beat everybody 45-2 the rest of the way, and then all of a sudden we're going to get there in early December, and the committee's going to go, well, look, they've figured it out. They've improved as the season's gone on, and now they're 12-1, and they don't control their own destiny. So, like, if Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and, you know, I don't know, Georgia or something like that end up, you know, winning out, or at least Georgia and Alabama playing a good SEC championship undefeated. They don't control their destiny. However, you know how this works. You go 12-1, you win your Power 5 Conference Championship, you are going to be in the College Football Playoff. And look, Georgia was just really good. You know, the Clemson defense only, you know, that was supposed to go like that. That was supposed to be a defensive slugfest that came down to one big mistake, and it turns out Uyunglele threw it. But to be better, the receiving corps is going to be fine. But they did not run the ball all that well last year and couldn't run at Georgia. But the rest of the way this season, they're also not going to have the Georgia line jumping on Uyunglele's head all game long. So they will get good really fast here.
Pete, the story of the first 2 weeks in college football, because they're 2-0, they have a top 25 upset to their credit, a team that I picked in one of my upset specials last week to win. Thank you very much. Are you believing Kelly and UCLA right now? You buying UCLA and Chip Kelly?
The schedule gets tough, though. If you look at the UCLA schedule compared to USC, somehow the Pac-12 in its infinite wisdom does not have USC playing Oregon or Washington, forgetting what happened last week. Washington is probably the second-best team in the North. And UCLA pretty much plays everybody. But I'm buying. Look, you know, this took a few years, and sometimes it just takes a while for everybody to get old. And there's a difference when you're starting 18- to 19-year-old guys who fit a system who then become 21- to 23-year-old guys who fit the system, and they've got the lines. They were more physical than LSU. I mean, LSU's got NFL dudes, and they were pounding on them. I mean, that was always the problem for UCLA, is that they just were never physical enough on the defensive line, and they had mega problems on the offensive front. Now they don't have that. Dorian Thompson-Robinson played good enough. You've got a running back, forgive me, for Zach Charbonnet, who was looking pretty strong. And so I'm buying that they're at least right there in the mix for the Pac-12 South. But USC is very good. Nobody's really talking about them. I think Utah's great. We'll see what happens against BYU tomorrow. And the South has some talent. And Oregon's still very good, too, no matter what happens tomorrow.
Let's creep back into the Big Ten. Your neck of the woods, Iowa, Iowa State, Iowa all over Indiana. They were so bad they couldn't even spell the name right on the jersey. How that's done with a mass production item, I don't know. That's the outlier. It's like, hey, let's see if we can spot this. They were trying to get out of the contract, I guess. But Iowa State escapes with the narrow win over Northern Iowa. Still a lot of expectations in Ames, and, well, all the big TV folks are showing up for that one. Is Iowa legit, or was Michael Penix coming off the injury that big a deal?
Yeah, the big TV guys are showing up for that one because you guys, your network is off doing the Ohio State game. It was a big deal. I was never buying into Indiana all that much. It's a good team, but how do you know the Big Ten was awful last year? Well, Indiana Northwestern were the second and third.
Don't you start. Don't you do that.
I'm sorry.
How dare
sorry.
You?
I know. Too soon. Hey, Hunter Johnson looks good. It's all going to be fine. But look, Indiana's all right. But that was, you know, Iowa, it'll do that. The lines are really good. Tyler Goodson's a great running back. If Spencer Petras can get the ball down the field, they just have no downfield passing attack. I think they got a real shot to beat Iowa State tomorrow and then blow off the Northern Iowa game. That's always one of those weird, you know, kind of, you know, Jedi mind trick games that the Northern Iowa just always gives Iowa and Iowa State issues. So just blow that off, and you just know that Iowa State's going to come strong tomorrow. Well, I do think Iowa's going to pull it off, though. And look, your new and improved Big 12, you know, all the positives going forward, could use a big win, though, with the Cyclones winning.
You can follow him on Twitter at Pete Futek. That is at Pete Futek. College football news, everything you need. You want a preview on every game, he's got it. He's even got Syracuse and Rutgers winning due to a turnover. Thanks a lot,
Pete. Yeah, don't turn the ball over. Rutgers likes to make you turn the ball over 12 times. Don't do that.
Listen, when Garrett Schrader comes in and throws three touchdowns in the second half, I'm going to call you and say, I told you.
Look, your offensive line blocked somebody for the first time in 3 years last week. The O-line played all right. You'll be all right.
But why do you think I started my Sean Tucker for Heisman campaign? It's already there.
There
buddy.
You go.
It's already
not,
there.
Not to get on board early.
Tucker, a man in his dream.
Yes. Oh, I got it. I think Paramount would probably sue me for that, though.
All right. Well, no, because people would actually go back and watch Tucker and remember it existed.
Thanks a bunch, Pete. Enjoy the weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you next
Later,
week.
Later, guys. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.